It's time for Agriculture, presented by Turkana Farms in Germantown, New York, a small-scale producer of heritage breed livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres. They also produce a full array of garden vegetables, many of them heirloom varieties raised naturally, as well as an assortment of berries, including raspberries, blackberries, gooseberries, black, red, and white currants, mulberries, and elderberries. And now, here's Mark Scherzer.
Chatting with my friend George the other evening, he expressed some regret that summer's end would soon be upon us. I found it a tad early to express such a sentiment on July 9th, but he explained that from his perspective, July 4th was the last holiday of the summer. From then, George said, it's all downhill. The next holiday, Labor Day, with all its associations of back to school and the advent of fall, is simply the formal closing of the book. Sure, the days are still long now, but we're losing a few seconds of daylight each day, a process that will soon accelerate. In contrast to George, I don't think of summer as just one entity. I find it far more congenial to conceive it as a series of seasons, starting in late spring and going to the first hard frost, each defined by the fruits or vegetables you can harvest and eat from the garden at that time. Rhubarb season started the show. It was gradually overtaken by asparagus season, which for weeks mandated daily harvesting and figuring out innovative ways to enjoy those spears. Asparagus season closed when I started letting the stalks go to seed, where they now form a lovely lacy circle in the garden. From asparagus, we transferred to cool weather loving spinach and fava beans, but with the advent of intense summer heat, these plants have been pulled and their beds replanted with peppers and turnips. Spinach is one of those edibles that will get a second season, though, with another planting in August. How can summer be on the wane when tomatoes and corn on the cob, perhaps the two food items most defining high summer season, are not yet in full local production? And make no mistake, it is local production that defines the tomato-corn season. Sure, it's possible to buy tomatoes in the supermarket year-round, whether from Canadian greenhouses or Florida fields. Corn, too. But it's tomatoes vine-ripened nearby and picked at the right moment, corn just picked, that have the rich flavor we rhapsodize about the rest of the year. Many fruits and berries ripen in a short window, a season that can be just a couple of weeks or less. I was just getting used to the idea of going around the corner to a strawberry stand on Hog Trough Road when they put up their sign saying thanks for a great season and closed up shop. For my produce, paying attention to exactly where things are in the ripening process is essential. 3 weeks ago, my gooseberry bushes were laden with pale green orbs that were hard as pebbles. Then, suddenly, hints of pink began to appear, and the occasional dark purple berry stood out as you walked by, signaling that some were moving from tart to sweet. I've been selling to restaurants the tartar ones that chefs seem to prefer, and reserving to myself, for the gooseberry pies I like, the darker, sweeter ones whose musty flavor defines mid-July for me. It's all about knowing when the time is right and seizing that moment. If you push past the peak, you end up with moldy or shriveled dry gooseberries that don't meet anyone's standards. For those of you craving gooseberries, this coming weekend should be viewed as your deadline, as our luscious Illini blackberries begin to take center stage. Vegetables, too, need close observation. Take zucchini. They can have a very long season, but it helps to pick them as they're produced, so the plants don't put their energy into producing seed. Catch the fruit at 5 to 8 inches, and they're perfect. Let them go a few days longer. As the seeds grow at the expense of the flesh, they get less delectable. Left to grow for another week, that enormous hardening baseball bat of a squash is going to be difficult to give away. For each summer edible, there's a moment. Last week, we even had a fruit season that lasted just one day. For the first time, one of our apricot trees produced in profusion, on high branches we were not used to looking at. As a couple of ripe apricots started falling to the ground, Eric took a careful look and decided it was time to seize the opportunity. Using a hoe to pull the branches toward him from the top of the ladder, he harvested a mass of perfectly ripe apricots we're still working on. He made half a dozen jars of jam, and then another 10 of them. We've been eating bunches at breakfast, lunch, and snacks, tossing the bruised and rotted ones to the chickens, and giving some away and still ended up with a basin full. And my pie is only going to make a short, small dent in that. With close attention, following the principle that there's a right time for everything, we can appreciate each of summer's seasons as an evolving joy. But I think, based on the general zeitgeist, I can understand why George is having trouble seeing things that way. It would be great if come fall he arrived at his local farm stand to be able to choose from among products whose time has come. Plump, sweet raspberries, crisp collard greens, shiny jalapenos, and luscious Asian pears. But he may fear that just like in the presidential race, those dictating his options this year will instead force him to choose between a gargantuan, grotesque, harsh squash that's been allowed to grow rampant and a shriveled, feeble gooseberry that, while once an exemplar of its kind, can no longer fill the bill. I'd be so much more optimistic if the gooseberry took itself off the market.
Agriculture is underwritten by Turkana Farms, LLC, a small-scale producer of heritage-bred livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres in Germantown, New York. More information, 518-537-3815.